Let us move along. Again, the Acts of the Apostles out of the fifth chapter. I'm going to read verses 17 through 21 and then verses 25 through 29. Beginning at verse 17 that you've already heard in your hearing. Then the high priest rose up and all they that were with him, which is the set of the Sadducees, and were filled with indignation, laid their hands on the apostles and put them in the common prison. And the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, "Go stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life." And when they heard that, they entered into the temple early in the morning and talked. But the high priest came and they that were with him and called the council together and all the senate of the children of Israel and sent to the prison to have them brought. Verse 25. Then came one and told them, saying, "Behold, the men whom ye put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people." Then went the captain with the officers and brought them without violence, for they feared the people lest they should have been stoned. And when they had brought them, they set them before the council, and the high priest asked them, saying, "Did not we straitly command you that ye should not teach in this name? And behold, ye have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine, and intend to bring this man's blood upon us." Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, "We ought to obey God rather than men." Supporting scripture coming from the 11th chapter of the Acts of the Apostles, the 17th verse, where you'll find, "For as much then as God gave them the like gift, as he did unto us, who believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, what was I that I could withstand God?" The base of those verses, we'd like to use a thought of subject this morning. If God say do it, who are we to say no? If God say do it, who are we to say no? You don't know nobody else. You ought to get to know who God is. For one thing about knowing him for yourself, then you have the reality, you have the mindset of knowing that you can serve him, you can have him, you can enjoy him every day. You don't have to wait until you come into the house of God. If you know your God, then you know your God is everywhere you be, everywhere that you go. And when you know God, then you know that you have somebody that you can always depend on. There are those of us in here this morning that can say, and our testimony could be, "The Lord has brought me a mighty long way." When I look back over my life and all the things that I've already gone through, it wasn't nobody but God. God, the one that watched over us. God is the one that sustained us and kept us, even in the midst of when we didn't understand what we were going through. God was still right there. Early in our life, our spiritual lives, and we found ourselves going through, we found out that God is just as real as they said that he is. A lot of us heard about God before we knew him for ourselves. And you'll be surprised this morning that a whole lot of folk that you think don't know God, they got a very close relationship with the Lord. You don't never hear them testify. You've never seen them shout. You never even heard them sing a song. But they got a song down in the depths of their own heart that they sing in their own special way. I'm talking to somebody in here that know that I might not be outspoken. I might not be one that like to get up in a crowd, but I know who my God is. Is there anybody in here this morning that know that you have the right to praise God whoever you are, wherever you are, and he is always worthy of our praises? It is a blessing. It is a blessing just to be able to tell God thank you. It's a blessing this morning and a great privilege it is to be in this special place one more time on another beautiful Lord's Day, a day where we've come to worship God in spirit and in truth. And we are blessed to be here because when we are in the house of God, we're in a place where we ought to be able to feel a sense of comfort. There ought to be a sense of peace. There ought to be something that will sort of energize us or inspire us to want to be a better me than what I am. sometimes when you come into the house of God and you realize that you brought a whole lot of things in with you. Because those things that you were going through at home, they don't stop when you come through the door. But all of those things that are in your mind, all of those things that you've been dealing with throughout the week, all of those things that you pondered over and talked to the Lord God about last night, and you know that God hadn't come and answered your prayer yet, so those things are still yet there before you. And so because they are there, they are very important to you, and you find yourself thinking about those things and praying and hoping and wondering that, God, I want to know that you are still right by my side. See, the enemy would like you to think that because of your yesterday, God won't hear you today, but I beg to differ. God wants somebody that is willing to call on him morning, noon, and night. For I found out that not only on a Sunday, but every day is a good day to praise the Lord our God. There are days when it seems like we don't know what to do, and God whispers to us in that small, still voice and tells us and encourages us to just hold on. Keep on trusting, keep on praying, and just wait on me, and I'll show you that things will work out for your good. We should be glad this morning to have a mind to come and to tell God thank you for his blessings, for his favor, and for how God is blessed in the midst of all that you're going through. Then when you think about those that are less fortunate, you ought to be glad this morning that God has blessed you to be where you are right now. We may not have much, but whatever it is that God has given us, I guarantee you that you got more than somebody else. Your little seems to be little to you, but there's somebody that don't have that little that you have. And as you look at it, you got to know that God is a mighty good God, and only God knows our real condition. We like to go through life and seemingly like everything is all right, but there's someone amongst us. Would you consider that one to be at their lowest of low? You see, we can't judge the book by the cover. Just because we wear I'm good on our face, that does not necessarily mean that inwardly we're good. A lot of times when someone asks you how you're doing, and before you know it, out of habit, you say, well, I'm fine, I'm all right. But in the midst of that, I guess it might be a two-sided thing, because you don't want to be one that complains all the time. You don't want to be one that every time you turn around, you got one pain or another. But sometimes you have to just be honest with yourself and with your friend or with whomever you're talking with. And if you don't feel good, you just don't feel good. You're not up every day. You don't have your strength every day. I don't care whether you're young or old. You have good days and bad days. So it's all right every now and again to be honest with your friend and say, I'm not having a good day, but I feel like it's going to get better. See, when you acknowledge where you are, then you can realize that God will do those things that need to be done in your life. Sometimes we feel like, and we have that look on our faces, that everything is all right, but down on the inside, it's almost like we're tied up in knots. It's that stress and worry that begins to eat at you. And sometimes you look at individuals and they are walking slow and they got their head hung down and it seemed like that they don't care much about life. And you begin to think in your mind that they are going through, but in reality, they don't have a problem or a concern in the world. We look at them and we think that they are going through, but just because a person looks like they're not happy, that don't mean that they're not happy. We talk about individuals that walk around and have this radiant smile and this person that's full of joy. And it's good to be like that, but it's also good to just realize that there are times when you just don't feel like smiling. Now, that don't mean that I want you to go around and be sour sacks and to be mean and to look at folk like you don't love nobody, because you got some folk that you think that are trying to be funny or think that they're cute and they just quiet. That there are some folk don't do a lot of interaction. There are some folk don't like to be on the outside or don't like to be the one that's standing out in the limelight. Like, there are some folk like to take the back seat. And then there are those of us that like to be in the front. There are those of us that like to punch all the points and all the buttons and have all the answers. But I found out that you don't have all the answers to life. You got to know that there's a God that understands and knows everything that you're going through. We must be mindful of the fact this morning that the Word of God teaches and warns us that in this life, we are going to have trials as well as tribulations. But Jesus said, be of good cheer because I have already overcome the world. Those things that you're going through, I've already gone through. Don't worry about the fact that they're talking about you, that they're persecuting you, because I've already gone through that. I've had the one that I did miracles in the front of to turn around and say that I was not the Messiah. I had the one that I did all of these miraculous things right there in their presence, and yet they still don't believe that I'm the God that can do anything. There are those of us even in here this morning that God has touched and blessed us in our lives in one way or another. And sometimes we could let it come out of our mouth that we're lucky. We let it come out of our mouth that we did this or we did that. But how many of you know you can't do anything without the power of a loving God? You may have the mindset, but it's God who keeps your mind regulated. It's God that keeps you when it seems like nobody else cares about you. And the Bible said, does God care? I want you to know that God cares about you this morning. Just because your testimony may be that I'm saved and sanctified. Or you might be one of those that like to use the term, I'm highly favored in the Lord. Or if that don't suit your case, maybe you are blessed by the best. It doesn't matter what your fancy is, however you put it, God is the one that blesses you. And if God has blessed you and you know that you're saved and you're sanctified and God is a mighty good God, you got to understand that being blessed by God does not exempt you from going through those trials and tribulations. Being blessed by God does not make you be in a position where you don't have heartaches and pain. Any believer in here know that just because you're a believer, that also makes you a target. It makes you a target because the enemy don't like it, because your mindset is that I can't touch you. And if you got your hand, if you're in the hands of a mighty God, then nobody's able to pluck you out. But you got to keep yourself in God's hands. You got to know that it's not about you. It's not about what you've done. It's not about what you want to do, but it's all about what the Lord God wants us to do. Every believer or every unbeliever, you got to understand that we are all the same. If you're a believer or if you're an unbeliever, I guarantee you, if I cut you, you're going to bleed. So it doesn't matter whether you're a believer or not. Blood is blood. And it just takes good old common sense. Somebody said, put a little pressure on it and it'll stop. But how many of you, I remember I used to didn't like to see my blood. I get scared when I saw my blood. Don't let it bleed too long. Hallelujah. I thought I was going to die. How many of you ever been in a situation where you got one of them mamas that'll beat you until you can see the little blood stains in them whips? Well, some of y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Anybody else in here ever had a switch whipping that had whips on your body? All of us hadn't been pacified. All of us hadn't been spoiled. There's some of us that have been beat down. That's why we got respect. That's why we act like we know who God is. That's why when I see an elder, it's yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir, because I understand that if you don't do what mama said do, you're going to get the beat down. And if you don't do what the Lord God said do, you're going to get the beat down. And if God was to come in here right now, many of you would be getting ready to get your beating. I'm going to say one more thing, and I'm going to let mama rest. But now, how many of you ever thought that everything's all right? You done went through the storm, you done went through the rain, and now you're going on the bed, and everything's fine. Just about time when you sort of land there, and you're thinking, and you're just so happy you didn't get that beat down. And all of a sudden, just when the joy began to seep in, them covers get snatched off of you. When the covers snatch off, it's not going to be no talking. It's not going to be, I told you so, unless you're getting it at the same time. We need a little more of that. If we had a lot more of that, we'd have a lot less lip trouble from our offsprings. Society has gotten men and women afraid to be the parent that they ought to be. Let that alone. We got to understand this morning that the enemy is out to rob you. The enemy want to take away all of your joy, all of your peace. The enemy want to make you feel like that even your coming to the house of God is in vain. The enemy wants you to feel like that you know better, and because you did it anyhow, God is not going to hear you. But I thank God that he is a forgiving God. I thank God that we serve a merciful God. And I thank God because of him, he is able to redeem us, to restore us, and to allow us to be the men and women of God that he wants us to be. But the enemy is still running loose, seeking whomsoever he can destroy and defeat. He wants your joy. He wants your peace of mind. He wants to cause trouble in your home. The enemy wants friction and strife between family members. Every day we hear reports on the news that is discouraging and heartbreaking, because all you hear about is crime and death and sickness and trouble, hate and division. Everywhere you look, it seems like nobody is trying to love anymore. It seems like nobody cares about anybody anymore. All of these people that are taking their lives and taking other people's lives, you got to understand that we're in a bad situation. And you may not really pay much attention to it, because until it hits home, it's not real to you. But when it hits home, then it becomes a reality to you that the enemy is out to rob us of everything we got. If things are going well for you this morning, then you ought to be the first one to tell God thank you. You got to understand that if you're going through, you got to understand that God still got a praise within you. Anybody know that every now and again when you don't feel like it, you still got to tell God thank you? Those times when it seemed like the enemy might be getting the upper hand, but you found out to have an anyhow praise. I know that I'm going through, but I'm going to praise him anyhow. I know that you may not like me, but you're not going to stop me from praising my God. I know you may not understand my praise, because everybody don't praise God in the same way. There's some folk that want just a little bit. There's some folk that want a whole lot. Some folk don't care whether they get any or not. But I just want God to just bless me over and over again. When we look back in history, King Solomon encouraged us through Proverbs. He said, trust in the Lord with all of thine heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path. It was Solomon also that taught us that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But the Bible said fools despise wisdom and instruction. There's some folk don't want to be told nothing. There's some folk don't want you to correct them. There's some folk that feel like I'm going to do it my way. But we got to learn to listen and follow the word of God. We got to stop listening to what man say and know that God has the last say. God is the one that we serve. God is the one that loved us. God is the one that allowed his son to die on Calvary's hill. And even though we realize that God is the one that allowed Jesus to die, we got to believe that for ourselves. And we believe his spirit and power will work for us all. The early church was persecuted, even by the religious sect. For the Jews had this mindset that they were better than the Gentiles. The Gentiles were unclean. The Gentiles were considered common folk. And they had these strict rules in the Jewish belief that if you didn't follow the laws of Moses, then you were not doing the things that God would have you to do. We talked about a man last week by the name of Cornelius. And Cornelius was a devout man, but he was a man that was not a Jew. Cornelius was a Gentile that realized that I need the Lord in my life. So as we talked about it last week, don't you remember that Cornelius was the one that sent for Peter, told Peter to come and speak a word to my family and my friends? In other words, what Cornelius did was Cornelius realized, I'm going to have a meeting. And at this meeting, I want Peter to come, because I heard that Peter is a man of God. And when Peter gets here, I want Peter to speak the word that the Lord God has put within him. Well, now the Bible declares that while Peter yet spake the words of God, that the Holy Ghost fell on all of them that heard the word. And even though they were not circumcised Jews, Peter realized that there's something very special about the power of God. Peter realized that God has blessed them the same way that he blessed the Jews. For I was there on the day of Pentecost, and I remember that when the power of the Lord began to move, that all of us began to speak in other tongues. And I seen the same thing happen as Cornelius began to talk about it. He said, I saw the same thing happen because when Peter began to speak the word, the Holy Ghost came upon all of those that heard the word of the Lord. Now, I wonder, I know that if you are a member of the Baptist church, then you've been baptized by water. But I want to know, has anybody been baptized by the Holy Ghost? Anybody realize that you need more than water baptism? It's all right to get wet, but you got to get dry sometime. But if you get the Holy Ghost down on the inside, the Lord God will do what nobody else can do. Now, when Peter got back to Jerusalem, there were these folk that already had their mind made up. I heard what you did down there with the Gentiles. I heard that you stopped by Cornelius' house, and Cornelius is unclean. I heard that you sat down and you had dinner with some unclean folk. We got some problem with you, Peter, because you went against the Jewish law. I want to let you know that you shouldn't have done that, because you got to understand that God wants you to be a devout Jew. But I want to let you know that Peter realized that it's not all about me. But I remember that God showed me a vision. See, they put Peter in a position where Peter had to defend where he was coming from. Anybody in here ever had to defend your spirituality? But I want to let you know that Peter, because God wanted him to do, and to use this as a teaching tool for us, allowed Peter to get there and to be in the front of these people and have to defend who he was, why he did what he did. Are you not glad that you don't have to defend yourself? You don't have to make nobody else believe that you got it. You can say that you're saved. That don't mean that you're saved. But you can say, I'm not saved, and that don't mean that I'm not saved. You got to understand, you don't have to answer to nobody walking down here. But Peter realized that I got to do what the Lord God told me to do. Peter began to explain himself, and he went through the whole situation. He said, I want to let you know that I saw a vision. And in that vision, the Lord God showed me. And he laid down this sheet, and in this sheet that came down from the heavens, there was all kind of unclean beasts inside that sheet. And as they looked at, and the Lord God said in the word of God, he said, slay and eat. But I began to look at that thing, and I said, oh, Lord, don't you know I've never had anything unclean in my mouth? I'm a child of the King. But I want to let you know that Peter realized that I didn't realize what God was trying to show me. He showed it to me one time, I didn't get the message. So he showed it to me again. Then he showed it to me one more time. Then I realized that now, God, I see what you're talking about. It's not that I cannot eat the meat, but you're talking about the people of God. The Gentiles are made from the same dust of the ground. The Gentiles are men of God just like I'm a man of God. And I want to let you know, because I began to speak, the Holy Ghost fell on them. And I'm a witness that they weren't playing church. I'm a witness that something was happening down on the inside. Because all of a sudden they started acting funny. When the Spirit of the Lord get on you, you will start acting different than what you act in your own mind. Anybody ever felt the power of God's Spirit? Peter realized, and he remembered that I said that the Lord God, I've been baptized. I've been baptized with water. I've been baptized with the Holy Ghost. For as much then as God gave them like the light gift as he did unto us. So what is Peter saying? Peter is saying, if God gave them the same gift that he gave me, then if they believe that the Lord Jesus Christ, and I believe in the power of Jesus Christ, then what was I that I could withstand God? If God tell me to do it, who am I to say no? You got to understand, when the Lord God tells you to do something, it doesn't matter what you think in your own mind, but you got to trust the power of a loving God. I just stopped by to let you know this morning that there comes a time in your life that you got to stop being having to respect the person. You got to stop thinking that you're the only one that's going to heaven. You got to realize that there's a whole lot of folk
that love God just like you love God. And you got to learn that it's not about what they think, but it's about what the Lord God has told you to do. Is there anybody in the house that believe in the power of a loving God? The Bible that I read this morning, let me know that the Lord our God, He is a mighty God. He is King of kings and Lord of lords. Is there anybody that is willing to listen to the power of God? But when you listen to God, you got to be obedient to the word of God. Whole lot of us hear the sound coming out of my mouth, but are you listening to what the word of God is saying? See, I hear you talking, but I don't understand what you're saying. I ask the Lord for understanding this morning. Is there anybody in the house that ever had somebody to tell you that it don't take all of that? There's some folk don't like it when you get the shouting and bucking, but you got to let God have his way when the Lord God has done something in your life. The Bible lets us know this morning that they're the children of God, believed in the power of God. The apostles was right there doing what the Lord God told them to do. But I want to let you know that there's somebody always in the midst. Somebody always going to find some fault. For they tell me that one occasion that they told these apostles, do not preach in the name of Jesus the Christ. But I don't care what nobody say. If the Lord said preach, you better preach while you can. I somebody tell somebody that the Bible said a high priest, they got up early in the morning and they got themselves together, and the Bible said they were filled with indignation. In other words, they had a little hate in them. Anybody ever saw a hater that don't like it because you're blessed like that? Anybody ever saw somebody that didn't trust the power of a loving God? I see here in the word of God that they laid their hands on the apostles. They put them down in the common prison. But anybody know but God? God saw the men of God in prison, and in the middle of the night, the angel of the Lord came by night, opened up the prison doors, brought the apostles out on the outside, told them go and stand and speak in the temple. I don't care what man said, but I tell you to speak the word of the Lord. They heard what the Lord said, and the high priest got wind in their jaw. They called all the council together. Did not we tell them to stop preaching in the name of Jesus? But I found out when I got to the prison doors were shut. They were locked up with all safety. The men that was on the outside was in their place. But when they opened up the prison door, the men of God had come out on the outside. I want to let you know this morning that it doesn't matter who tried to stop you. What God got for you, it is going to be for you. The blessing that the Lord God got for you, you better hold on and trust the power of a loving God. They began to tell them, didn't we tell you not to talk in this name? But when they got there on the outside, they found these men standing out in the street, talking about the power of God, sharing the good news, letting them know that everything going to be all right, letting them know that Jesus is the King. He's King of kings and Lord of lords. He's the one that died and went to Calvary. They laid him in a borrowed tomb. But on the third day, he got up with all power. I want to tell you right now, stop talking about that name, Jesus. But I want to let somebody know that they realize that these men had power. For the Bible said they put their hands on them. But they didn't use any violence because they realized that there were too many witnesses there that loved God with all of their heart. For the Bible said they stood there and they stood them right in their face. Did not we command you? Didn't we tell you not to teach in this name? You have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine. You said that we were the one that hung Jesus up on Calvary's hill. You trying to bring the Lord's blood on our hand. But Peter said, I want to let you know we're going to obey God rather than man. For if the Lord God said do it, who are we to say no? You told me not to preach in the name of God, but it was God that made me from the dust of the ground. You told me not to call the name of Jesus, but it's the blood of Jesus that saved me. You told me to set out somewhere, but I got my strength by the power of God. I rose this morning in the name of Jesus. I got up this morning in the name of Jesus. I want to let somebody know that I don't care what man say. Don't let man stop you. Don't let man get in your way. The Bible says don't let nothing separate you from the love of God. Just trials or tribulation, persecution or heartache. I don't care how much trouble you go through. Hold on and hold out. Somebody in the house this morning, know that God is right there by your side. I want to let you know that God is in the house. And if God is in the house, everything is going to be all right. I stopped by to tell Fowl Chapel that we got a lot to be thankful for. If the Lord God has done anything for you, you ought to have a praise on your lips this morning. There ought to be joy down in your heart right now. Is there anybody here that know God for yourself? I am a child of the King. Man told me to go and set out, but I told man it's not about you. I'm going to obey my God. I'm going to obey my God. God told me, open up your mouth. Tell them all about everything. I come to share some good news that the Lord God is here. God wants somebody that's not worried about what they say, not worried about what he say, but trust what the Lord God said. The Lord God said, if you're down and out, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Is there anybody in the house that got a problem in your life? Then lay your problem on the altar. Walk away with joy. Know that the Lord God gonna work it out. I just stopped by this morning just to give God a little bit of praise. Cause when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that the Lord God has done, I can't help myself. I get a case of the can't help it. Cause the Lord God been too good. He done brought us too far. He done too much in our life. So don't you listen to man, but you listen to God. Don't you know that the Bible said that the man of God said, who am I to stand against God? If God said do it, then who am I to say no? I got to do what the Lord God said do. If God said do it, who am I to say no? When God tells you to give him praise, stop looking out the corner of your eye. Stop worrying about who's going to talk about you. They're going to talk about you anyhow. So I'd much rather you talk about how I was praising him than how I was cussing you out. Don't let nobody or nothing hinder you from being all that you can be for God. The Bible lets us know that there are some folk always on the outside looking. And if they had their right, if they had things to happen the way that they wanted them to go, they'll close you in, lock you down, and you wouldn't know what joy is all about. But when I think that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, all means every one of us. But God loved us so much that he allowed his son to die in our stead. And so we ought to be able to look at it like this. If God can look beyond my faults and bless me, then why can't he bless the Gentiles, the Hispanics, Germans, whatever nationality you might be? And what Peter is saying is, Lord, I witness
And I know that on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Ghost came, I know how we reacted. But I witnessed that same thing as I shared the good news with the Gentiles. All of a sudden, the power of God fell upon them. And I recognize that it's the same power that fell upon me. So if they believe like I believe, and God blessed them the same way that he blessed me, who am I to say that they can't be blessed? Don't allow what other folk think about you or nobody to keep you from getting closer to your God. Obey God rather than man.